Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's Miss J in the morning show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J.
Washington, right here on Miss J in the morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, sunshine. Those of you who are just rolling out of bed, it's time to get up. There's a whole world out there that's actually, I mean, if you think about it overseas, they're actually getting ready for lunch, and it's time for some people to get ready to come home from school and from work and get ready for dinner while you guys are just getting the sleep out of your eye. It's time to get up. A brand new 24 to do some awesome things in your community, do some awesome things in your state, do awesome things around the nation and around the world. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. /Miss J Productions, also featured on iArtistRadio.com. Check out the DJ Abnormal. That's my boss, y'all. So I got to give him a shout-out. And all the other DJs, make sure you log on to iArtistRadio.com, download the TuneIn app. Therefore, you can listen to me anytime you want to. Midday in the Morning is on demand, along with a list of other stations. You can listen to the best in R&B, hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, whatever you want to hear. It's right there, iArtistRadio.com. But we're keeping it going right now. Today, on Miss J in the Morning, starting the show off right with Sam Collier featuring Ashley Washington. Win! That's the only option you have in life. There's no losing. Make sure you support Sam Collier. All three of his albums are free on his website, nolosing.com. You can download the songs individually, download the whole album. You can download a couple of times, send it to some people you love. Where else can you get three albums of great music from a great artist for F-R-E-E free? No, you're not signing up for him to send you anything. The boy is just that bad to where he has the leverage to say, look, I just want to bless you with some great music, motivational music, and great things to get you going, just like we do right here on Midday in the Morning. We OD on positivity, getting you up and getting you out, keeping you pushing. Today, the only option you have is to win. There are some obstacles you will face in life, but you are a winner. You might get knocked down a couple of times, but you are not out of the race. You will win. You might have a couple of bruises, a couple of scratches. You might get a couple of bumps on your head. Your eye might feel like it's swollen up. You might look a hot, sweaty mess, but you will win. Everything that you've been through, everything that you're going through, everything that you will encounter is all a part of your destiny, even if you grew up not even believing there's a God. You can't deny that you were born for some reason, some purpose out there, and it's bigger than even you. So whatever your purpose is, you will achieve it before you leave this earth. It's guaranteed. Some people say, oh, well, they left too soon. They're gone too soon. Do not limit the abilities of God. If God wasn't done or needed you up in heaven, you wouldn't leave. So everything happens for a reason. Every single thing happens for a reason. Even if you left or lost a loved one and you feel that they left your life too soon, I've lost my father. I've lost my grandmother. I've lost some people that are very close that I still miss to this day. But what keeps me smiling are the memories, the fond memories that we've created that I will never, ever, ever lose, knowing that I am a product of what they did. I just want to honor them by continuing to win, continuing to live. So I know there's a few people that are continuing to send me emails, and a lot of people don't understand grief. They don't understand how to get over it. Let me first tell you, you can't. Please don't force yourself in believing that term, you got to get over it. And grief is not just for losing a person. You can have grief about going into a foreclosure, losing a house, losing a job, getting your car repo. Some people have been in fires. Some people have been evicted, even just in relationships, divorce, a long-term boyfriend, long-term friendship, some best friends. You grieve those losses. And it is a process. You can't just get over it. So quit trying to force yourself to just get over it. It'll never happen. You can survive it. You can achieve greatness still missing the ones that you love. It's a process. And you have to go through the process. So today we won't focus on that, but I just want to encourage you guys out there to know that it's okay. It's okay to have a moment. It's okay to be upset sometimes. It's okay to be tired. It's okay to say, no, I'm not feeling it right now. It's okay. You win. No matter what, everything that you went through was all for a purpose. So let's get right back into some music. Here's Faith Evans again.
Broken heart. is Stacia from Atlanta, Georgia. And whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the Morning.
Called Golden. Shout out as a special dedication to my mom, my mother, Gwendolyn Primus. Thank you so much for listening. The original Ms. P out there doing it big. Yes, the woman is amazing. Not only did she just celebrate her 50th birthday, she don't mind telling how old she is, y'all. In April, she's graduating from college with her Bachelor's of Arts degree in sociology this weekend. From the University of Pacific in Stockton, California, graduating cum laude, she's received the biggest award they could ever get in the college, and she's the first African-American since, like, the 1800s to ever receive the award. My mom is doing big things. She's also gotten a whole list of other awards that I don't even remember because they've had, like, 18 different ceremonies in the past 2 weeks. But this coming Sunday, We're celebrating her with a special event. Those of you who are friends on my Facebook page, you guys can get the information. If you're in the area, it's a free event. Come celebrate, shower her with gifts and money and all that stuff that women love. We're going to have an awesome time in Stockton, California. I'm so excited. The theme of her party is living life like it's golden, making sure that you appreciate the value of your life. Right before that, we play Faith Evans again. Now, that's an oldie but greatie, not goodie. That's a great song. Faith Evans brought that song out years ago, and it still stands true today. If I had to take away the rain, I wouldn't, because it's made me who I am. What you're going through right now is making you stronger, wiser, better. It's teaching you compassion. It's teaching you empathy. It's teaching you sometimes you need to just sit down. Some people wonder, why did I get sick? What happened? Well, you was doing too much. You were going and going and going, not paying attention to yourself. Those of you who are Christians out there and, oh, charity begins at home, what he really means when he says that is that you have to take care of yourself first. In our American society, I can't speak for overseas, but it seems a little bit similar. We have been taught so much to take care of other people. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're a parent, you have to take care of your children, but you still have to take time out for you. There's nowhere in the Bible where God says that's selfish. Selfishness is esteeming yourself over others so much that you're putting them down and you're neglecting them. If you're neglecting yourself, that's not being selfless, that's being idiotic. Yes, it's not selfish to say I'm not going to do for anybody for one whole day out of the week and actually rest. It's not selfish to say, you know what, instead of splurging every time I go out on my kids, I'm going to splurge on myself a few times. It's okay to tell your spouse, your husband, or your wife, you know, babe, I love you so much. I know we do date night at least once a week, but I just really want to stay at home and do nothing. It's okay to take care of yourself. It's okay to get your feet done, women and men. I just heard this little sidebar in my spirit. I got to let you men know out there listening. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with your sexuality or your preference to get your feet done, but us women do not like to get cut up under the sheets by your rough, crusty, nasty feet. I'm just saying, we love you, but the feet, please. Get them done. If you don't want to go to the shop to do it, figure out how to do it yourself. Put some oil on your feet, scrub them or something. Okay, let's get back on focus. It's okay to take care of yourself. It's okay to start a new diet plan, a new exercise regimen that might take you out of the home for a minute. You explain to your loved ones, explain to your family, even explain to your job. If I don't take care of me, I can't continue to provide you what you need. You're no good in the bed, dead, because you've done everything except take care of your own health. So make sure you value your life. Live your life like it's golden. When you have real gold, a real diamond, real jewelry, you don't just throw it in a box and keep it pushing. You don't just put it on and say, oh, here, you can take it. You hold it very near and dear. If you have a gold or diamond ring, something that's real, not just this mix or no little cubic zirconias. I'm talking about the real deal, the things that you spent thousands upon thousands of dollars for. You got a special case. You have a special cleaning regimen. You put it in a special area. You wear it at special occasions, the same as your life. It's valuable. It's golden. Make sure you value you and who you are. That's how we do it right here on Miss J in the Morning. And until you do that, you won't be able to win. So our focus on today is making sure you OD on positivity. You've OD'd on everything else, and it hasn't worked. You've argued, you've fought, you've cried, you're still doing it, and you're about 50, 60 years old. You've been doing it, manipulating people, telling them one thing when you really mean something else because you need something. Making sure that you do something to make people happy or keep people happy just in case you might need them later or you need them now and you really can't stand them, so you're still going to do what you really don't want to do. All that stuff has not worked. What will work is changing your perspective, taking control of your life, making sure that you value it at its value. Don't value your life at, like, you know, I don't know, a thrift store. And I love thrift shopping, but that's a whole other story. But don't value your life like a thrift store when you're really like Saks Fifth Avenue, when you're really like Louis Vuitton, when you're really this huge, big diamond shining, and you're looking at yourself like a cubic zirconia. I'm just saying you have to understand your value. How do you do that? You spend time with yourself. You focus on the things that you like. You focus on the things that you love. And once you get in line with why you're here on earth, you'll be able to accomplish anything. You want to know how people do it. What is the secret of the billionaires and the millionaires? And I've actually encountered a lot of them. And I always wonder, what do you have that I don't have? You don't look better than me. You're bigger than me. You're out of shape. Most of them don't even have a college degree. Most people have an honorarium degree, meaning the college thought that they were so awesome and it accomplished so much that they'll just give them a degree. Bill Gates, one of the richest men in the world, did not finish college. So it's not the paper, it's not the letters behind your name. Please hear me out. I'm not telling people not to go to college. Kids, get your education as much as you can. I'm saying that that's not where your value lies. You can still accomplish great things without having a degree. That's all I'm saying. But you got to make sure you get in line. The secret is they figured it out. They tapped into their passion. They stuck with it. They didn't give up. And they did everything they needed to do to accomplish their goals. Regardless of the sacrifices, the friends they lost, the people that left them, they are excited today. They are happy today. They are brilliant and influencing billions of people because they did what they were born to do. So let's get back into some music. Here's Fantasia, I'm Doing Me.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
Better run by myself. I won't let your drama hold me down.
I'm doing me, Fantasia, right here on Ms. J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who has just called in. We all did on positivity, y'all. Talk about winning in life. You first have to acknowledge your value and quit tripping on what you've been through. And do you? Fantasia, I'm doing me. It's not just about relationships, even though that's what she was talking about in the song. It's about in life. Don't let nobody else's drama hold you down. Somebody getting you upset. You know, you got to be a thermostat in life, not a thermometer. I say it over and over and over again. A thermometer changes with the temperature around it. You get on Facebook, you get mad because somebody posted something else. Somebody send you a text message and you upset, then you get on Facebook trying to talk about them. Be a thermostat in life. Set the tone. Set the temperature. You don't have to be loud. You don't have to be big and bad about it. Just when you walk in a room, everybody is supposed to chill out. You know, I have people in my life that were just that popular. And I know everybody thinks their dad is great, but my dad was just amazing. He would walk into a room and everybody would say, oh, he's here. And I love that feeling. He didn't have to open his mouth. He didn't announce that he was here. You could hear people whispering. You can hear people looking around like, oh, and they were doing it in excitement, not drama. Who's coming in? No, it was, oh, my God, he's here. And you can hear people whispering when he walks into a room, and I'm like, well, Dad, what you do? Like, this is amazing. He's a thermostat. That's what we have to be in life, a thermostat, where the atmosphere is changed simply because you're there. Before you even open your mouth, you're supposed to change someone's life just by your presence. And that's okay. Not in a boastful way. Not in a stuck-up type of conceited way. You just do it because that's what we have been called to do. We're called to be a light upon a hill, the salt of the earth. That's just who we've been born to do, being who we are. We're going to take a quick commercial break when we come back. We got the Ms. J area code check-in. Got some great announcements, some great things coming up. Not only this Sunday, we're celebrating my mom, but we got some other events coming up in the month of May. We're just going to stick to this month because there's so much going on for the rest of the year. I can't even hold it all. Of course, we got some news. A man accused of shoplifting, and his thing was, hey, the sign told me to do it. Did it three times, and haven't even gotten arrested. So we'll talk about that. Y'all know I'm on this whole American Idol thing, and I was just talking about it with somebody last night. Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey are back in the news again. Y'all know I just got a vent about it, so you're going to hear about it. And a teen mom's picture was banned out of the yearbook. Major controversies coming up right after this commercial break, so don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after this.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. PST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Ms. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room. Video cast and special giveaways. The website www.lizjproductions.com.
Hi, this is Markeela Walker telling you to stay tuned to Ms. J, Ms. J, Ms. J in the morning.
Believe that there will be a brighter day.
Slides can't be open. The doubts of dreams ever coming true can discourage you, but you need to see that.
On the West Coast saying it's too hot. I don't like it. I like the cool breeze. I like the fall. Some people on the East Coast said, I can't stand the rain. I want it to the sun to come out again, and vice versa. It, you know, the grass always looks greener on the other side, but I remember my pastor said something amazing one day. He says, the reason why the grass looks greener on the other side is because you're not watering your own. Boom. Yeah, I had to put a boom right after that. The reason why the grass looks greener on the other side is because you're not watering your own. Yeah, I'm going to have to put that on the shirt or something. I got to call my pastor and tell her I'm stealing that from her. Yes, or whoever she got it from, but she didn't make it up herself. But for her to share it was profound. Thank you for tuning in. Excuse me. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. It's time for the Ms. J Area Code Check-In. Today has made history. I am so excited. Midday in the morning, it's never happened before. We have reached our maximum capacity for listeners or callers into the show, people who have called in. Like a couple of people hung up and then they tried to call back and lost their place because other people have called in. Excuse me. Now I'm getting excited and getting choked up about it, literally. So I'm excited, all of these area codes that are calling in. And I know the other show, I can't do the midday area code check-in because we, excuse me, ran out of time. But I'm so excited right now to say that we have reached our full capacity, meaning, like, that's never happened. Do you know how many people they allow to call in? Tons. I'm not even going to go there. Just know that everybody has called in. So in honor of the midday area code check-in, I just want to give a shout-out to the area codes who have called in the most. I can't get to all y'all. Like, I tried to write them all down, and I really just gave up. So the reoccurring area codes, of course, are 209-916-770-678, 513-323-8188. And 757. Those of you in those area codes, thank you so much. Y'all got the switchboard, excuse me, on lock. I mean, like, y'all whole communities are calling in, which means you guys are doing your job with spreading the word and telling people to call in. Those of you without those area codes, I don't devalue you. You guys are just as important. I don't care if one out of your neighborhood called. I'm glad you called and tuned in. It's just so many of y'all, I couldn't even write them all down. And so we're working on the Ms. J area code check-in. We're getting all the music that's sent in. Thank you to all the musicians and producers, excuse me, who are doing so. I really do appreciate it. I'm working on it, trying to get some kind of flow so y'all can continue to laugh at me, but, you know, not because I'm that horrible, but because I still did it in a good way. How about that? Thank you so much, those of you who are listening on your computer. No matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening, I am grateful for you. So now we're going to take a Ms. J sip on some water break. Give me a few seconds. H2O, it helps you out, y'all, especially when you're getting choked up. Fighting allergies. That's one thing about the sun coming out is everything gets dried up, pollen gets to flying all over the place, and now Ms. J is suffering just like you. And it's all good because I still win, so let's get into some news, y'all, before I run out of mo time. So, in today's news, some weird things are going on. The shoplifter did not get arrested even though he was caught. Crazy, right? Yes, in New Hampshire, a city called Derry, New Hampshire, a man has been accused, like Reuben. Yes, Reuben, that's his name, was actually caught on video. It's him. He admitted, I stole it. He got caught red-handed, picking up some stuff from the front of the store, out of the store, and not only just one time, three times. But he says that, hey, I thought I could. Your son told me to do it. He did it from a store called Finders Keepers. Finders Keepers is popular on the East Coast. It's a consignment store where people donate and you can buy stuff and you can trade out stuff and all that great stuff. And a lot of it is donated to a lot of charities. Well, he actually believed that it meant you come in, you find it, you keep it. And because of his argument, he has avoided jail time. Now, you know, most of us are like, come on now, really? Really, y'all? But he's arguing that your sign is deceiving. It does not say it's a consignment store. It says Finders Keepers, news, use, and the unusual. Find it, keep it. So he found it and he kept it. Now, in his defense, what's supporting his story is that he did come to the store and apologize and tell them that that's what we thought, what I thought, and he did return all the items he took from the store. So he genuinely thought that the store meant you find it, keep it. What do y'all think? The forum will be open on Facebook. You guys can read the entire story. Y'all know I don't make this stuff up. So if you're my, excuse me, if you're my friend on Facebook, you'll be able to read it. You'll be able to find out what's going on because y'all know I don't make this stuff up, right? Yes, this is really happening. So, Reuben, if you truly didn't know, I still give you props, even if you knew, for returning the stuff and apologizing. But, yeah, this was like his third time doing it, and the officers was like, what's going on? And he's like, it's Finders Keepers. I found it. I kept it. Crazy. Yes, it happens. In other news, in North Carolina, a teenage mom is fighting about her yearbook. Now, you know, the yearbook is full of memories and everything that you've done in the past year in school. Some high schools do a yearbook every 4 years. Some do it every year. I don't care what it is. It's amazing. I love it. Wish I still had my yearbook. My yearbook got stolen. So, yeah, lost all my memories, all the little stories that people write in there about you. They're all gone, been gone for some years. But this teenage mom was upset because her picture of her and her baby was banned from the yearbook. She's a senior now in high school, and the year before, they were all told, all the seniors, the juniors this year, it's going to be your senior year. I want you to take a picture and bring something that represents you, what you're proud of. It's your choice, no matter what it is. Some kids brought pictures, take pictures with their family pets. Some kids bought football, basketball, trophies, all this stuff. She brought her son. She says, this has proven my strength, my determination, my love for myself, and I am proud. She took the picture, and the school will not put it in the yearbook, saying that it's promoting that it's okay to be a teen mom. She says, no, I'm not saying that. I actually told everybody, don't do it. So what do you guys think? Do you think the school should keep the picture in there? Do you think it will encourage other people or other teens who are very impressionable to say, hey, if she could do it, I could do it too? I'll let you know, my high school that I went to, we actually had a daycare center on site. We had a medical clinic, one of the few in our entire city to do so. I went to Edison High School in Stockton, California. We had an actual clinic on site with real doctors, real nurses there during, before, during, and after school hours, and we had a child care facility on campus. Because we had so many teens that were mothers, that were parents, the school decided in order to encourage them to get their education, we need to help them with child care. So I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I get what the school is saying, and schools can't be emotional. They have to be, like, straight across the board. But I think that it's wonderful to say that even though she did make this choice and she is now a mom at 17 of a one-year-old, she still accomplished her goals, and you gave her the choice to bring what she was proud of. You didn't give her any stipulations and say, don't bring this. So now she's singled out. So I'll post that on the forum. You guys let me know what you think about that, and let's talk about it. I love back and forth. Now, in other news that isn't so relevant, but I still want to talk about it because I like to vent sometimes with y'all. Y'all know we family, and we could talk about this stuff. Y'all know I don't watch American Idol anymore, right? I stopped watching American Idol seasons ago. Now, I'm not telling you if you want to watch American Idol, it's bad. It's nothing spiritual and all that great stuff, so don't prepare yourself to hear that type of story. Just me, myself, personally, I am done with trying to find another idol. That's all they're looking for. They're looking for an American idol, somebody to idolize. That's it. Of course, there's been some great, talented people coming in there, but they're not focused on the talent so much. They're focused on who would be a better idol, another person, another trend, and I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the judges. I'm sick of the back and forth. I just got off of the whole competition thing until, you know, The Voice came up, and so I'm a fan of The Voice. I'm just saying. That's just me. Now that Usher and Shakira was on there, I said that on another show. I didn't know how to feel about it, but I actually like it. So, hey, they won me over. Anyway, back to American Idol. Now Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey are back in the news. They've been going back and forth. Mariah Carey getting upset, like, why is Nicki Minaj there? Nicki Minaj getting upset, saying, why are you caring that I'm here? Nicki Minaj not doing her work, showing up late, being horrible. And in my personal opinion, like most people agree with me, I don't see how Nicki Minaj can be a judge of anybody with any talent. Not to say she's not talented. I'm just saying she doesn't have the longevity. She's not a vocalist. She is not a singer. Nicki Minaj is not a vocalist. Now, on the idol side, an image, a gimmick, a fad, I get it. But she hasn't been in the game that long. I mean, Mariah Carey's been doing and being Mariah Carey ever since I was in elementary school. So there was a leak that I reported on the show before that the execs were trying to, like, oust Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey is the highest paid judge ever on American Idol, even more than Simon and Randy, who was her manager. So it leaked, and Mariah Carey was like, uh-oh, no, no, you are not about to X my contract out and mess up my money. And so she got legal, so they was like, uh-oh, we can't do this. So then they're going to release them. We're going to get rid of everybody and try to bring Jennifer Lopez back. So that's what they're trying to do. Mid-season is get rid of everybody and bring J-Lo back because ratings have gone down. They're losing money. Everybody's watching The Voice because they agree with what I have to say. Anyway, so Nicki Minaj decides to get on Twitter and just, like, get real nasty and ugly with Mariah Carey once again. Now, they're saying in her defense, Mariah Carey went off and was saying something to criticizing one of the singers, and Nicki Minaj, like, interjected her. Mariah Carey, they had this little spat again on air, and Mariah Carey was like, you ain't never had a single to go number one on the Billboard Hot number one, I mean 100. Like, you ain't never had a single to go number one, so how do you have something to say? So now Nicki is upset. I'm just saying, Mariah, yeah, you need to be a little bit more tactful at times, but it's the truth. Nicki, you ain't never had a number one. You don't have the longevity that she has. That's how haters do. They get upset when you tell the truth because they want to be up there with you when they're not, and I just want to say that. that's not really a positive thing. This is just my personal vent. We're going to call this the Ms. J venting session about American Idol. So this is what's going on. So Nicki Minaj decided to go all on Twitter and try to get upset, and she's going to say, quote, all them number ones, but J-Lo phone is ringing, LOL. I guess having a personality, being a secure woman and giving genuine critique still trumps that, saying that J-Lo is better than, yeah, saying that, of course, Mariah Carey doesn't have all these things. And then Minaj is, like, urging, like, all her people to say, like, I'm asking why a woman so successful at her age is still insecure and bitter. What is she insecure about? Her and her husband are successful. They just celebrated, I think, their 10-year anniversary. They have two wonderful twins. I mean, Mariah Carey has accomplished a whole bunch of stuff. And if she got a little attitude, she can be a little catty. I get it. But to be honest, Ms. J would actually do and say the same thing. Nicki Minaj, I don't. I was so done when they made that choice to get Nicki Minaj as a judge. Like, really? I don't even, I think she's bad for our economy. I'm sorry. I gotta say it, y'all. I just think Nicki Minaj is bad as an image for our youth, bad as an image for our economy, bad as an image for entertainers and entertainment. She was a great gimmick, a great fad. Some of the songs were good, catchy things that you can do to promote. But I just think she was at the right place at the right time for her term, and don't, please, don't anybody else make her a judge to tell anybody which way to go in the industry. She hasn't been there in a long time. She hasn't sown any seeds. She hasn't accomplished any goals like that. So I'm done with my rant. I'll put that in the forum, too, so you guys can join in with me. That's just my personal opinion. If you like Nicki Minaj, I'm not hating on her. I'm just going with the facts and just saying that there are tons of people out there who have done some excellent things. They have excellent talent. They have the longevity. They have the track record. They have the Grammys, the Doves, all this wonderful stuff, been to the White House, doing great things in the community, and you choose this just to get your ratings up. Just shows you how American Idol is. But we're going to get away from that. We're going to de-stress. I'm going to play a nice, smooth groove. No, I'm not. I'm going to change it up. I'm going to go and celebrate people that no matter if anybody agrees with you or loves you, including Nicki Minaj, I'm a dedicated to her. You amazing just the way you are, girl. Just stick with you. Don't try to be Mariah, and don't hate on her. Those of you out there listening, we're going to take this break, listen to some music, and we'll be right back after this.
Smile, it's smile, and life's a route, it takes you.
accomplish her goals and do what she needs to do. Just don't try to put nobody else down while you're doing it. How about that? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We're at the end of the show. Funny how time flies when you're having fun. No matter what you're going through in life, you can win. You will win. You have to continue to get up and do what you do best, not just for other people, but for you too. God has you here for a reason. It's not to be a carpet, a rug, a mat for people to trample over and trample down. Those super Christians out there to believe that that's your lot in life, the devil is a liar. Yeah, he's a liar. Your job is not to wear yourself down for other people. That is not what God put you here for. You are the salt of the earth. You add flavor. You are light set upon a hill. You can't be a light if you lay down in the bed under covers because you done exhausted yourself. Get up, get out, and get going. It is time. Count your blessings. You're a winner. So I'm going to leave you with another song from Jill Scott. Y'all know I love this song. So blessed. I'm so blessed to have all of you here today, and I love you so, 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 so much. And I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. This is Ms. J. I love y'all. Mwah.
For the night, understand it's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him, that's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more, let me give you what I got, so. I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed, blessed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the dawn all day long, you're so blessed. Went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed.